Well, that's Dr. David Williams, a constitutional law lecturer from Auckland University. And he says we would have to repeat the ideological and semantic battle continues as the issue of the treaty is pivotal to the whole question of race relations in this country. And one of the things that we will be addressing during the course of the morning is that point he was making, the status of the Tangata Whenua. There are, of course, a lot of Pākehā people who are offended, Bishop, by the idea that, you know, they're not Tangata Whenua. They were born and brought up here. Their generations go back 4 or 5. They feel they are part of New Zealand, and perhaps later in the course of the morning we can talk a little bit about the hurt that some of them feel at the suggestion that they don't belong here.
Yes, well, we can discuss it then. I think that something needs to be said to the Pākehā people about what it meant, about Tangata Whenua and so on.
Okay, well, we'll pick that up later in the morning. Right now, we'll have to go to our normal news bulletin, and, of course, we have news during the course of the morning. It's 6:30 now. Here's Hewitt Humphrey with Radio New Zealand News.
3 men died in a plane crash in the Wellington area late last night. The 3 were in a light plane that crashed into a ridge not far from Cape Palliser about midnight, and a police party that reached the site early this morning confirmed that there were no survivors. Police first heard about the accident when they received a report of what was thought to be a flare sighting, and a check with the capital's airport revealed that a plane had been lost from the radar screen a short time before. Police say the aircraft was on a flight from Paraparaumu to Christchurch at the time of the crash, and the inspector of air accidents is visiting the site this morning to see if he can determine the cause of the crash. The Prime Minister last night rekindled the Māori loan affair after fresh revelations about the part played by Māori Affairs Minister Koru Wetteri. Mr. Longhi told reporters at Parliament that he would meet Mr. Wetteri later today to discuss new disclosures by the Secretary for Māori Affairs, Tamati Reedy, and Rotorua businessman Rocky Cribb. Dr. Reedy and Mr. Cribb said yesterday that Mr. Wetteri did take part in the discussions on the loan proposal in October, but Mr. Wetteri says he knew nothing about the detail of the loan until November. Last night, Mr. Longhi was asked how much damage the Māori loan affair had caused the government.
I haven't got any evidence of that. Certainly been demanding.
If it continues any longer, do you think that the damage is going to become more apparent?
We've had demanding things which have been enormously to the advantage of the government.
Mr. Wetteri has lost his credibility in the eyes of the public.
That's a matter that I'm not going to embark on.
How do you characterise his handling of the matter?
I've made certain statements about that, which I'm not going to go and rehearse.
Well, if the theory was unwise, do you now believe that perhaps it's a bit more serious than being unwise?
It's a matter of which I'm going to take up with him tomorrow.
Has he yet offered you his resignation?
Certainly not.
Has it been discussed at any level?
No.
What about the prospect of him standing aside while an inquiry is held?
That's not been discussed.
Is that a possibility for discussion tomorrow?
I'm not excluding any possibilities, and I'm not saying that I believe that those ought to be considered either.
Mr. Longhi said that in politics no one is safe. Meanwhile, Rocky Cribb says he's asked the Ombudsman to intervene so that he can clear his name. He says the State Services Commission report on the affair virtually called him a liar, and it's now only through the Ombudsman's office that he can clear his name.
As an individual, and being the only individual involved in the report, I cannot confront the State Services Commission in any way, shape or form. Therefore, I have no other form of reply but to see the Ombudsman.
Do you feel you have anything at all to hide over this issue, Rocky?
Absolutely nothing. I have made my situation known from day one. I have been available from day one. I still question why the State Services Commission put me under oath and yet took no notice of what I said and virtually called me a liar from day one.
Mr. Cribb says if the State Services Commission had taken notice of what he had to say about the Māori loan affair, the report would have read differently. The head of the Ascorp Group Trust, which is under investigation by the Securities Commission over insider trading on the share market, is adamant he won't reveal the identity of his informants. Stephen Spellman says it's a matter of personal integrity that he sticks by an agreement with the people concerned that he keeps their identities confidential. The Securities Commission's hearing has adjourned indefinitely after Mr. Spellman consistently refused to name his informants. Mr. Spellman says there's no way he'll reveal the information.
I'm on oath to my clients, I'm on oath to my informants that I will not divulge their names. I mean, to be quite frank about it, that I'd go to the gallows before I ever divulged a name.
So you'll just stick with your guns at this stage and wait and see what the commission decides?
Absolutely.
Mr. Spellman says the commission can take him to court to try to make him reveal the information, but he says even if the court orders him to reveal the identities, he won't. Five prominent New Zealanders are today honoured with a newly created title, the Order of New Zealand. The Prime Minister describes the new order as a significant further step in the evolution of royal honours distinctive to this country. Those awarded the Order of New Zealand are the Māori Queen, Dame Te Ate Irangi Kāhu, educationalist Dr. Clarence Beeby, FOL Vice President Sonia Davies, Sir Edmund Hillary and Sir Arnold Nordmeyer. That's national and international news to 25 minutes to 7. And now we cross to the Weather Office. Good morning to Stuart Williams.
Good morning. A cold front, which gave rain to many areas yesterday, now lies to the east of the country. An anticyclone over the central Tasman Sea is spreading onto New Zealand, bringing settled weather to most places. However, the westerly flow south of the anticyclone is giving showers in the west and south of the South Island. Here are the district forecasts up to midnight tonight. For Northland, Auckland, Waikato, Waitomo, the Bay of Plenty, Rotorua, Taupo, Taumarunui, Taihape and Taranaki. Moderate southwesterlies predominating, but afternoon sea breezes about the coasts. Fine, apart from isolated showers in the west this morning. Mild. Gisborne, Hawke's Bay and Wairarapa. Westerly, pressure times south of Napier, fine and warm. Whanganui, Manawatu, Wellington and Marlborough. Northwesterlies predominating, fresh at times, fine weather, becoming mild. Nelson and Buller, fine apart from isolated showers in Buller, afternoon sea breezes, otherwise winds light. Westland and Fiordland, cool westerlies, freshening in southern Fiordland, unsettled with showers. Canterbury, moderate northeasterlies developing about the coast, not much wind inland, fine weather, becoming mild. Otago, mostly fine with not much wind, but westerlies fresh at times south of the peninsula with a few showers, mild in the afternoon. Southland, westerly winds, often fresh about Fovo Strait, a few showers about the western ranges and near the coast, otherwise fine, becoming mild. The Chatham Islands, showers this morning, then fine and mild, moderate westerlies. And the outlook for tomorrow, mostly fine with not much wind, but southwesterlies and scattered showers along the south coast of the South Island and isolated showers may spread up the east coast. And that is the end of the weather forecast.
Thank you. And the next forecast, of course, will be about 7:30. You're listening to Good Morning New Zealand on Waitangi Day with Geoff Robinson and our special co-host and presenter today, the former Bishop of Aotearoa, Bishop Manu Bennett.
The sentiments of Aroha are expressed in the words Haere mai, a theme which emerges over and over again in Maori songs. Twinning our way of the east coast, Ngāti Pro put that theme to music early this century, and Alvinius Prime modernised it with Kara Pe Whairangi to sing Haere mai kia ora rā.
Whairangi tēnei, te mihi atu ana ki a koutou o te waipaunanga. Tēnā koutou I runga o ngā āhuatanga o te Māori.
the song from Kara Pe Whairangi with a new rendition of Twini Ngawai's song Haere Mai.
Right now we're going to take some phone calls around the country. Kaumātua Hori Ellison, Kaumātua Rangatira of the Otako Marae in Dunedin is our first caller, and he is one of the Ariki line of the Waitaha, Kati Mamoe and Kaitahu tribes of Te Waipounamu, the South Island. Kia ora koe te rangatira, your feelings about Waitangi Day.
Today I remember of those who signed the Treaty of Waitangi, and we hope and we thank that day of those people, and we hope that sometime, not too far distant, both Māori and Pākehā will stand hand in hand and say proudly that we are one people. And that this is our land, and Waitangi Day is our day. Nō reira, kia ora koutou, kia ora hui hui tātou, kia ora koutou koutou.
Hori Ellison e te rangatira, tēnā rā koe. That was Hori Ellison of Ellison Road in Otago, Dunedin. Our next caller is from Gisborne, Turanga Nui Akiwa, and she's a descendant from the tribes of Te Aitanga Mahaki, Ngāi Tā Manuhiri and Rongowhakaata. Henny Sunderland, what does the treaty mean to you?
For me, you know, me waihoa Waitangi, ma each area, ma rātou te whakaro mo Waitangi. Because going back to Waitangi, it becomes a plateau for a few people who are vocal, want to do their own thing, and then people get the impression that is Māoridom. I see it being developed within tribal areas, not focusing on Waitangi itself because of what has taken place at Waitangi. You know, for over too long a period that the groups, and for me they're a minority groups, who seize the opportunity to do their thing, protest and go on, probably because they are very angry, so much doesn't take place as they would like to happen. But, you know, it's not all of us that think that is the way to go about things.
Do you think Waitangi has become a focal point for grievances, Henny?
It's a vocal point for grievances. It's not Waitangi, for the spirit of Waitangi is all about. Well, you know, for Gisborne, for the Te Rāpiti area, I suppose because of our remoteness, our isolation, perhaps, from a bigger world out there, you know, we take things in its stride, and we are modest, and that's not our way, what takes place at Waitangi. If you look at the groups that come, there's very few people that's from here. You've only got people who've been on that kind of bandwagon, like Horne Ngata and his wife, and that's about it, full stop. We do not behave that way. We are tūturu Māori, weirua Māori, whakaaro Māori, whakaaro rangatira. That's how I see it. Tōna tapu, tōna mana, tōna wehi mai rāno i te tuhinga, i whakae o tātou ni kaumātua i te rā wā, ko te wāriu, ko te wairua i tuhia e rātou, i whakamāramatia kia rātou, i whakae tia, whānui tia rātou. Ka haere, noe ni wā, ko kia, o kāre he mana, kāre he aha. me ni koe ra, koe ni te take I pēni e tātou I ki Waitangi. This is why the grievance has become so strong. And for people that have that kind of grievance, I suppose it's fair enough. They do so, they show it loudly and vocally, and however they wish to do it, at the very site of the signing of Waitangi, of the treaty. Maybe that is how they see this.
Henny Sunderland of Gisborne. Our next caller is Huhurere Tukukino. He is a kaumātua from the Thames area known widely as Hauraki. He is from the Ngāti Tamatera tribes of the Thames Coromandel area. Huhurere Tukukino, how do you see the Treaty of Waitangi today?
Nā, I tōku ni whakaaro ko te rāno te wāhi hei whakanuitanga, rā ki Waitangi. Te rāno te wāhi whakanui tiai o tātou mātua, o tātou tūpuna, whakakotahi tiai tātou te iwi Māori, te iwi Pāke. Nō reira me hoki anō ki reira tātou whakanui ai. Tōku te tō mātou ni whakaaro tēnei. Nō reira, mā tēnei, mā tihi koe kotahi, kā kotahi anō tātou. Me hari anō ki tō wāhi, me whaka taungati ai, whakakotahitanga o te iwi Māori, o te iwi Pāke. Kei reira anō te kei reira anō te Māori o tātou tupu. Ko te Māori anō o te o rātou kōrero ki te mautuna ki rei, ki reira ki te marae o tawa wāhi. Nō reira, e raurangatira mā, tēnā anō rā koutou, tēnā anō rā koutou, ki runga anō I tēnei āhuatanga o te whakakotahi I tete I ki tete. E hā rāta kuku kōrero, pai ana te whae te nohotahitanga tu tēnei me te tuakane I runga anō I te whakaarokotahi. Nā, e te iwi, ko tēnei I o mātani whakaaro, tēnei I o mātani whakaaro, nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, e whakarongo mai nei, kēnei kōrero, Ahakoa hiti, e raurangatira mā, ko te whakaaro, ko te aroha ki a tātou he nui. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, kia ora nō nā tātou katoa.
Kia ora e te rangatira Huhurere Tukukino from Thames. He commented on his call for a return to Waitangi, that Waitangi is a day that is sacred, consecrated in the reverence and a revered place within the hearts of the Māori people, and it's one that was carried around the country, as it was with the Bible. So as a people to forge nationhood, for him, the Treaty of Waitangi is pivotal.
And of course, at Waitangi, later this morning, shortly after nine, there will be ceremonies at the Treaty House grounds. And then later in the day, in Wellington, there's the official governmental ceremony, I suppose we could say, taking place at the Beehive. And Hari, I think you're going along to that later, aren't
you?
Yes. Going to have a busy day, starting early with us. You're listening to Good Morning New Zealand on Waitangi Day, and our special co-hosts in the studio this morning are Hari Williams, who's just been talking. Hari is the manager of Te Reo o Aotearoa, and Bishop Manahuia Bennett, who's with us also, and he'll be taking part in the discussions later in the program. We'll be receiving some more phone calls from people around the country, some more views on the meaning of Waitangi from Māori and Pākehā. We'll be talking briefly to Sir David Beattie on something of the role of the Governor-General at this time. We have a group of young people who'll be coming into the studio at 7:30, and after the news then we'll be discussing with them their particular view, because of course the future of New Zealand is in the hands of the youth, and Te Rangatahi will be with us for that discussion. And after the 8:00 news, we'll be looking perhaps more at the legal side of things. We'll be joined by Geoffrey Palmer, Keith Sorensen, a professor of history in Auckland, Rebecca Evans, Matthew Rata will be joining the discussion, and we'll be looking then at things such as the Bill of Rights, the enshrining of the treaty itself, and the whole, well, the future, I guess we could say, of New Zealand, of Māoridom, and of the legal status of things. So that's what's coming up on Good Morning New Zealand over the course of the next 2.5 hours. But of course, every day at this time, 10 to 7, we have morning comment, and today is absolutely no exception. The speaker is Ken McCormack.
Today is Waitangi Day. not always a happy day in our recent history. How do you celebrate a treaty 147 years on? Today, when we read it, we see it in a very different light from the people who wrote it or the people who signed it. We can't read back into the document their intentions. The best we can do is read it against the background of our own suppositions. However we perceive it, it was a product of its day, recognizing that the indigenous people had some rights and that the colonists some responsibilities. It was not the Ten Commandments of infallible success, nor was it a dirty, rotten fraud. For its day, and considering the conditions it addressed, it was an honest endeavour to protect the earlier settlers from the excesses of the later arrivals. This they got in exchange for the protection of the empire. Now, whether the French, the Germans, or the Spanish would have done a better job, we shall never know. But one thing is certain. New Zealand was not to be left in primeval isolation. The treaty was a beginning place, but not the high point of interracial understanding. So on this day that speaks of beginnings, we should consider how far we've come in the search for justice and family understanding. Are we a family, or merely tenants living in the same house, forced to share bathroom and kitchen arrangements? We are all called to face change and rapid cultural shifts, but we must be careful that such change neither advantages nor disadvantages one group over the other. We can't return to the past, but the future is ours. Let us use our present discontent to bring into being a wiser, better relationship that will offer a new dimension to our citizens. Kia ora, Aotearoa.
Christchurch Minister Ken McCormack was today's speaker with Morning Comment. One of the things I forgot to mention was that we'll also, during the course of the morning, be crossing to Waitangi. Henare Te Ua, Carol Greensmith, Radio New Zealand reporters, are in Waitangi to cover the ceremonies today, and they'll be talking to us about a little bit about what's going on, and I think also we'll be talking round about 7:30, round about then, to Sir James Henare, who is, of course, up in Waitangi for the celebrations themselves. There was a gathering last evening on the Otiria Marae. Sir Paul and Lady Reeves went up there for that. They go on then to the Treaty House this morning, and then they too fly back to Wellington for the other ceremonies later on in the day. But anyway, let's take some more phone calls, Hari.
Yes, our next call comes from Wairoa, one of the elders of the Ngāti Kahungunu tribe. She is Tirina Manuel. Tirina, where to after 1987?
Wēnā te pātai tino wawe tini wā. Engari, kia au nei, kai roto tonu i au te whakapono. Tēnā anō te huarahi, ka homai ia hei ara mō tātou. Ahakoa, kai mōhio tātou ki ngā kōrero i nāia nei. Engari, ki te pūmau o tātou whakaaro, ki te ahuatanga mō ngā whakatipuranga o ngā iwi erua me kīra, ko tātou hoki, ko te nui ngō tātou, e hara i te Māori tūturu ana. Rōru mai ngā huatanga o ngā iwi hara mai nei ki konei. Nā reira, kei te mōhi o tonu, ko te whakaaro kei roto i au, e he whakapono tonu, ka kei te haere tātou, ka e i a tātou ngā tūmanako kei roto. Kei roto i a tātou tēnei wā, hei painga mo te iwi pāni. My thoughts at the moment with the present situation of what is happening in these troubled times do concern me somewhat, but I have faith in our people and in all New Zealanders that eventually and very shortly I do believe that we will work together towards the better times for all concerned when we look forward to what is offering in this land for everybody.
Tirina Manuel from Wairoa, her hopes, her faith, and the aspirations of New Zealanders for a congenial, harmonious future. Our next phone call is from Opotiki, from a leader of the Ringatu Church, member of the Te Whakatohea tribe, and Te Whanau a Apanui, Monita Delamere. Hea oho nei whakaaro, mo te rā whakamau mahara, mo te tiriti o Waitangi.
Ia maudunu te iwi, te iwi te pupuri, te rā rā. te mea hoi nei te timata tanga mai o te maungarongo i waenga nui i ngā tauiwi me teiwi. Tikana kia ki puritia, no te mea he nui ngā ahuatanga o te tapu o te tiriti o Waitangi, o te reo, o ngā tikanga, o ngā mautere hika, o ngā whenua, e rāhua katoatanga tā atu ki ngā oa, i roi kairoto i te ahuatanga o te hainatanga o ngā mahara o ngā whakaaro o tātou tīpuna o tātou kurouga, kia puritia, kia mautunu e tātou. Ha koine a e tahi o ngā kōrero mo tēnei wā hāre te hohonutanga ia mau te tapu, te pupuri, iau tēnā iwi, tēnā hapu me pupuri e rātau i tu wākāina o huke haere tawhiti e ganiwi ki roto i te hine ngaro o tēnā pupuri ai te tapu o te tiri te Waitangi. Te ono o Pepue. Me te awanga tunu anu i roto i oku mahara, i oku whakaaro. Mō anā ui harana ki au kei te pēnei ngā whakaaro. Kaore kore, o tira mai rāno i te kuru tātu ngai te komiti whakamana i te tiriti o Waitangi. Koinei oku mahara, i uru mai i roto ki au. Kāre kore, a whakatūtū anua tau iwi kia tātau. Nā kāre i rua waputā anō ngā huatanga. Waputā anō ngā huatanga, o whakatūtū mai anua tau iwi kia tātau i te iwi Māori. Engari, mo te ahua mo tātau whenua, me kahara, me kaha tātau i roto i tēnei wā. Ki te whakahaere i ngā take haunga ngā mea kua ngā tātau nui, i takakino, e ngā heenga nui uhi o ki rungo ki tātau. Tika ana tātau kia kaha.
Comments from Monita Delamere in Opotiki, the beginnings of peace, that's what Waitangi means to him, to me. Hold on to the things that are sacred. Concerns for fisheries, for lands, for forests, and for conservation. And as Monita Delamere is from Te Whānau a Apanui, we have some music here from Ivan Wiedepa, a concert pianist, here with Chopin's Study in A-flat, Opus 25, number 1, when he played this the grand piano at the Tūkaki Marae in Te Kaha.
Chopin, played by Ivan Wiedepa of Te Kaha. Now the bird call, the black-backed gull.